All right. So please share your full name and when and where you were born.
Look, dear. Theogony Adams. I was born in Denver, Colorado.
How long have you lived in East Central?
Oh, Lordy. How long have I lived here? I come out here in 49, or late 49, so I was early 15.
Wow.
So you figured up. My baby was 11 months old when I come out here.
And were you in Denver before that?
No, I was brought up in Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what brought you to East Central?
Oh, my grandmother lived here.
Okay.
And we come out for a vacation, and it took a couple of years. You know, I was back and forth from home back out here to... So it took... And then while we were out here, my dad passed. So... he was the only one there. Everybody was out this way, so this is where I ended up.
So what are some of your earliest memories of the East Central neighborhood?
Prejudice. And it was.
Yeah.
Back then, years ago. And I never was it. That was something that was just really shocking to me. Because where I grew up, if it was there, I didn't see it. You know, so it was kind of a shock culture for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What,
But it's okay. I lived out of, on the south, west side of town for, a little while on Empire, out in that area. Maybe a year, but I'd always come back this side of town. It was just, and here we are, been here for 40 years.
So when you say your earliest memories were prejudice, do you have any examples of that and how you saw it?
If you went in a place, they would either ask you to leave, and that was, after I found my way around town, this thing. And it was just the attitude that you got. Yeah, but it's still around. When we moved here in this house, the people put a petition up because they didn't want us up here. And that, like I said, that's been years ago, but they couldn't stop us from moving in. We was buying. It's not like we were renting. And they... Although they had a black couple that had been here for years, and they had a black couple on the corner across the street. And here we come in, they didn't want me here, I guess, but they couldn't stop it. So here we're still here.
So how has the neighborhood changed over time?
Oh dear, when you come down off of that second, that's where it's changed because there used to be houses down there. Now it's just the park. And they've moved the swimming pool from one spot to another spot. And the freeway naturally took, because I used to live on one of those corners down that way when I first come out here. It's all gone now. And I can remember when they came through and started just like they're doing now, buying up houses or however they're doing. And it was one house left, and I guess that little lady or man or whatever was not going to give up. He was going to be there forever. They had to just, I felt sorry, but what can you do when you get a certain age? You don't want to go nowhere. That's where you have lived all your life. So that's the way he felt. But they had to take his property because of the freeway.
Could you describe the neighborhood before the construction of the I-90 freeway?
Oh, well, they had houses on both sides of the you know, because the road and had houses on each side. It was, to me, it was okay. You know, as a neighborhood, it was fine. I didn't see any, I mean, you can drive down it now, although they're tearing some, all the houses is leaving that was up there, you know, and I'm trying to think, did we have any type of, back over here, which is not the part of the freeway at all, we're on, you know, it's in our neighborhood, the grocery store, the old man Horseman, he had that store there for years, and his sons or daughters took it over after he passed on, but everybody that lived in this area, that's where you shopped down near at old Mr. Horseman. But the freeway, I guess we had more traffic, you know, and working by, I had to hit the freeway to get to work because I, you know, when it, that was something new because we, you know, you wasn't used to a freeway right here in your door. But it was okay. I didn't, I was too young to think any other way. It was okay.
So what sorts of discussions have you had about the I-90 freeway?
You mean now coming in?
Yeah.
Not too much. It's, you know, it's, when I get on the other side and they, where it's coming in to me, I think it looks pretty good to me. You know, I have no qualms with it because at my age, I'm not out there in it. The younger people, maybe they have a lot to say about it. I have a son and a daughter that hits that freeway every day back and forth to work. In the morning time and coming home in the evening time, it is terrible. You can see those cars before you ever get on the freeway.
How has the East Central community been impacted both during and after the freeway construction?
I don't think it was that much of a, you know, I don't think, because the freeway's there, if, and what houses they took and if people bought other places, where they went, I don't know, but I don't think it did any major damage, to tell the truth. If any, it helped.
How did that help?
Yeah, it helped because some of the houses wasn't all in that great shape. Some of them were, not saying, you know. And just like it, over in this area, you know, it there at one point it went down, and then, you know, a few years later, everybody's trying to clean it up and paint their homes and fix the yards and do all that kind of, you know, it looks better than it has looked, and it has a spell in between, you know.
So what have been some positive and negative impacts of having the I-90 freeway in the neighborhood?
Well, by me not working now, I can't say anything bad about it. You know, I think it really helps the working man. Because you jump on, jump off if you're going to the valley or if you're going, you know, the opposite way. So it's a good thing for people that's working.
So what makes this neighborhood a good place to live?
Well, I think for number one, you have to go through it and see if this is what you like. If you're coming in new, fresh, from out of town. I've been here so long, you know, and when I first, my grandmother lived on this side of town. And I used to live on the north side for, you know, for a short period of time. I lived up high up, before you get to Division, in between that little area. And I would always end up back down this way, so, you know, on this east side of town all the time. It was, I didn't care for the other side.
So one last question. What else is important for people to know about the East Central neighborhood?
Well, I think it's okay as far as living in the area, because you can't say, oh, that's a bad area, because it's just as bad as the one is just as bad as the other one. You know, it's all over. You can't down it, because we're having problems. Over there is having problems. It's all, everybody, you know. And, but as far as living here in this, the East Central area, I don't see anything wrong with it. I really don't.